have your way tonight in our hearts. I pray to God, Lord, for our spirit, hallelujah. I pray for the old nature to back away, hallelujah. That nature that you took in the cross to God, Lord, that you took to the grave to God, Lord, that it's been separated from it, God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, that I, Lord, am a new man. I'm brand new in you, God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, that tonight, to God, Lord, that my reality, my understanding, the truth be awakened within me to know who really stands here. It's in the spirit, hallelujah. What's eternal, what's everlasting, what's temporary. God, Lord, I thank you for that. And I bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to go hug somebody, bless somebody. Come on, reach out and just bless somebody. Come on, just reach what you got tonight. Praise him. Come on down and just hug on somebody, bless on somebody. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. You're breaking away.
I want you to hear something. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to hear something. I want you to know that just like tonight, that with the right combination, things are unlocked. Come on. With praise and worship, just like with praise and worship, when you come in and worship and your heart's right, it unlocks something in worship. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to hear that tonight. There's a combination. It's a combination that you lift up your voice and it opens up. Someone says, well, I didn't receive anything. Or somebody says, well, I didn't feel this or that. I want you to know it takes a combination of something. It takes it by faith stepping out. Come on, amen. Because our flesh doesn't always want to. Our flesh doesn't always want to lift up the name of the Lord. But the Bible says that David declared to his, spoke to his flesh. He says, oh soul, hallelujah, rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah. And again I say rejoice. You might not always feel like it, but there's a combination that when you do, it breaks something. Come on, it breaks something. It opens something. It shatters things. And Paul and Silas had the combination. They began to worship God at the midnight hour. Hallelujah. At the midnight hour. When it was dark. Hallelujah. And they were desperate. They began to worship God. In that combination of a heart that was open to God. Hallelujah. Not because of the conditions. Listen, if we operate our faith out of condition, we will never have the right combination. We will never have the right. But if we operate by faith. Hallelujah. Faith, hallelujah. Faith, and we begin to open our mouth. We begin to lift up our voice, hallelujah. Not because of our condition, hallelujah, but who we are in Him, and begin to worship. It begins to open prison doors. It begins to open things up that you can't do on your own. That's what it does. Come on, amen. So give Him praise tonight. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We talked about it Wednesday night. We talked about how that I need to know in my heart and not have to be convinced, but trust and know and just walk in my relationship with Him. Amen. Listen, I just feel that tonight. How many of you guys used to have those? Remember those locks that we used to have in high school? Those ones with the numbers? They still have, some of them still have them. But you know, remember how you used to have to go 12 to the right, to the left twice, and to the right again. But listen, I don't care how many times you spin that thing, you roll that thing, unless you got the right combination, it will stay locked. Come on, I'm here to tell you, listen to me. I don't know how long, how many weeks it went before I finally learned how to open up. I finally got my books out of my locker. I think it was after I got in seventh grade. I think it was ninth grade where I finally learned my combination. I'm not sure. But I want you to know that sometimes, I want you to know the church got to know the combination. Come on, amen. Listen, I want you to get this tonight. And there is a combination. Come on, amen. There's a combination to things that we have to understand. Somebody says, yeah, but it's not by works. It's not by works, but it's by faith. And I want you to know that that faith is a combination to your release with God. Amen? There's a combination. There's something that has to take place. There has to be something that is that released from me. Come on, amen? There has to be a release. There has to be a combination of things that take place. And tonight, I want to share with you about a combination that can release, hallelujah, what we need in the moment that we're in. In the moment we're in our lives. And there's something powerful about that. But I want you to know that it takes commitment. So I began to think about this, and one of my friends posted something. As he posted, it really began to settle in my heart. Because I want you to know that you weigh something before you consider the options. You consider the responsibility of it. Amen? Do you know why sometimes things fail and sometimes sometimes people do things prematurely? And sometimes it's having kids, or it's getting married, or maybe buying a house without the right amount of finances coming in. There's different things. Come on, listen to me tonight. There's different things that can alter that. But when you go into something, whatever, it's a family, or you go into buying a house, or you go into a relationship, it takes something. It takes a responsibility. It takes commitment. Help me tonight. I want you to know that we got to understand something, that what we have here tonight together and in your relationship with God, it takes a commitment. I feel that in my heart. I feel that we got to understand that we commit to so many things. We commit to so many things, but in our relationship with God, we have to stress and understand that everything else is temporary. But what I have with Him is eternal. So what am I building? Come on, what am I building? What am I committed to? The most important thing in my life is my relationship with God. How committed to it am I? Come on, amen. How committed am I to the relationship that I have with Him? What is my responsibility? Come on, what is the combination that I need to have to unleash things, to begin to walk in this passionate relationship that I can have with Jesus Christ? It takes something. Come on, amen. It takes something. It takes a commitment. You know, the disciples, they knew something more than those ones that were on the shoreline. Because why? It took a commitment to leave what they had behind and get on a boat or step out of where they were to move where He is. It took a commitment. It took a responsibility to say, I want to go after this. I want to run after Him. I want to place Him first in my life. I want you to know that even having a dog, you got to give him water. He can go 2 or 3 days, Dad. It's okay. It's not a big deal. No, I'm joking. No, she's awesome with it. But no, I want you to get this. I want you to see that it takes something. It takes a commitment to it. For it to be successful, it takes a commitment to have a relationship. It takes a commitment in marriage, or it takes commitment to have a job. If you're going to keep a job, if you're not committed to it, if you're not responsible, you won't have it. I think it's valuable for us to understand this, that our relationship with God is so much greater than all those things that we take serious. But how much more is this, our relationship with Him? The relationship that gives us life and gives us purpose. I want you to know our homes. I build a nice house. But I want you to know that that house will fall apart someday. This church will fall apart someday. Come on, there's things that they won't last forever. But my relationship with Him is eternal. So tonight I want to share with you about how that we have a responsibility in our relationship with Him to see some things take place in our lives. It takes a combination of us to begin to do something, to respond to what He's already given to us, and take that thing, come on, we've already got it in our hands, but we got to know the combination. He's already given us the answers. He's given us the numbers, the combination of the lock to unlock it. And all you have to do is take what He's given you and release it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Help me tonight. Psalms 37:4. want to share with this with you. Hallelujah. Psalms 37, or what was it? Yeah, 37, 4 and 5. Listen, I want you to hear this. This is powerful. It says, trust. This is. Let me do 3 first. It says, trust in the Lord. Say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Listen to this. Amen. Delight thyself. Say, delight thyself. This is a combination. We delight ourselves in a lot of things. But he says that we can understand something. If you want to release and have the combination for release, for breakthrough in our lives, you need to delight yourself in the Lord. And he shall, say he shall, not she shed. He shall, oh, I'm sorry, go back. He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Not the wants. It doesn't say the wants or the needs. It says the desires. I believe that desire is greater than even wants and needs. That there's something powerful, that the desires that are in your heart, the things that are deep within you that you can't even, there's something within you that you desire, that you can't explain it, you can't, but there's a desiring within you, a fulfillment that only comes from Him. That if you delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. Come on, amen. If you delight yourself, I just feel that we really got to grab that. We need to delight ourselves in His presence. You need to find yourself in the place of delightment with Him. That you need to settle yourself in Him. In agreement with Him. Place ourselves at the feet of Jesus. Come on, amen. We need to settle within Him. We need to delight ourselves in Him. And He will give you the desires of your heart. Next verse. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. There's a combination here that we need to delight ourselves in the Lord. We need to set our hearts towards God first, that He can bring it to pass. We try to bring things to pass. We try to make things year after year. And the same thing just passes, time just passes by. But if we begin to delight ourselves in the Lord, we set our hearts in the presence of God. We delight ourselves in Him. We put ourselves in that place. I mean, well, my wife shared that this morning, that being in His presence, that we delight ourselves in that. I can't get over that word. Delight yourself in the Lord. There's something powerful in that. Amen? Psalms 100. Listen to this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, is in the law, the Word of God. His delight is in the Word of God. His lifeline is in the Word of God. His support, the combination to release what we need, is in the Word of God. Come on, amen. This is the code to the combination to release what we need in our lives, for to bring it to come to pass. How many of you need something to come to pass in your life? Come on, amen. But we have a responsibility to delight ourselves in God's Word, to set our hearts on God's Word, to meditate upon it. Amen. Next verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, but standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But he delights in the Word of the Lord, and in the Word doth he meditate. When? Day and night. Next verse. I think we're going down to 5. And he shall be like a tree. Listen, I want you to catch this tonight. He shall be like a what? Like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bring forth his fruit. Say his fruit. In his season, his leaf shall not wither, nor whatsoever he doth shall whatsoever he does shall what? Shall prosper. Shall come to pass. But there's a combination for all those others that precede it to come to pass. It's a combination to delight ourselves in God's Word, to place His Word first in our lives, so that it can unlock things in our lives. And we need to stay in it. Listen. as we begin to take hold of His Word and let it in our hearts and to begin to delight in that Word, meditate upon it, think upon it, let it begin to work in our hearts, let it become like a tree rooted in the ground. And those roots go deep down in the ground. Come on, amen. And that water speaks of the Spirit that flows through it. And it begins to grow in the midst of that. But I want you to know that it's in His time that we begin to settle ourselves down, that we don't pick things up. But trees, they don't move. They're movable. They stay there. They don't leave. They don't uproot themselves or they'll die. Come on, amen. They don't uproot. Sometimes we uproot ourselves right before something's about ready to come to pass in our lives. Sometimes we get impatient. Come on, amen. We get angry. We get nervous. And we uproot ourselves from that place. But I want you to know, He says, those that are planted by the river. We need to be like a tree, planted by the river. Settled within that Word. Meditate upon it. Amen. Jeremiah 17. I just want to give you some of these scriptures. Is that all right? That's all right, right? We okay? Ain't nobody, you ain't mad at me, are you? Come on, let's have fun. I come to have fun in church. Amen? I'm delighting myself in God. I delight myself in the Lord. Amen? Listen. Jeremiah 17:5. Listen to this. He says, thus saith the Lord, this is what the Lord says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh his flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord, that doesn't delight himself in God, that doesn't set God as the center of his relationship, the center of his life. He says, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited, that it's not inhabited. Listen, this is powerful. So I want you to know that there's a difference there. There's ones that don't receive or use the combination that God has declared us to do, and it becomes dry, it becomes boring. That's what relationships happen. They become dull, they become bland, they become tasteless. Amen? They don't have power, they don't have purpose. But I want you to know there's a responsibility, just like in relationships that we have, just like here tonight at church. We know that here tonight we have a responsibility that this is the house of God. We have a responsibility as a family, as members of the body of Christ, to come together, to join together, to receive what God has. Amen. To let God. Say, let God. Let God arise. Amen. To let God arise. So his enemies scattered. Because I want you to know that you might not be going through something, or you might be in a good place in your life, but I want you to know there's others that are going through somebody, and you have the combination to help release them out of the place where they are, out of that parched place, out of that desperate place, because of your faith, because you begin to loosen the combination that God can move in the house. Amen? Come on, I want you to see this. And it says, for he shall be like a... And it says, blessed is the man that trusts, that delights in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord is, for he shall be like a tree. Here it is again. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see... She shall not see when the heat comes. Listen, I want you to get this. How many of you guys know that you know when the heat is on? Remember that song? The heat is... The heat is on. You can feel it. When things are hard, sometimes it feels like the heat is on. It feels like things are hard. But I want you to know that he's saying there's a combination that will cause, even when the heat comes, that you don't know what's there. So I want you to know that Paul and Silas were in a rough place. They were in a heated environment, but yet they didn't see it coming. It says that the heat comes, but her leaf stays green. Do you know what happens whenever, do you ever see when leaves begin to turn, whenever they're disconnected from the tree? What happens? They begin to turn. They begin to lose that greenness. They begin to lose that life that's within them. They're disconnected from it. Their delight was in that tree because their purpose in their life came from that tree, staying in the midst of that tree and holding on to that place. But when it's disconnected, It loses its life. It loses its purpose. I want you to see here tonight that, listen, He's declaring something. He's given us a combination. It says, but her leaf stays green and shall not be careful in the years of drought. Shall not be careful. How many guys know that? Listen, I want you to hear this. There's a combination that can keep you from experiencing what the world experienced. He says that even in a drought season, you'll get this. Even in a drought season, it says that He's not careful. It says, shall not be careful in a drought. When everybody else is holding on to what they got because it's tight. They're nervous about the conditions on the outside. But it says that those that delight themselves in the Lord, that are rooted in Him, it says they're not careful in the year of the drought, but they have more than enough. When others are running, see, I want you to see that God wants us to be in the combination. God wants us to be delighted in Him so that our resources go beyond what is on the outside. But it comes from the inside. It says, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. It won't cease from yielding fruit. It won't stop from yielding, but it'll continue. It says, the heart, and it says, neither shall cease from yielding any fruit. It will not cease. Isaiah 54. I'm going to come back to this scripture again, but I just want to give you these scriptures. I want you to see the combination. How many of you need the combination? Come on, amen. How many know that it takes a combination? It takes something. We got to see that there's a responsibility, there's a commitment to my relationship, to any relationship, that we got to stand to be strong in it and see that. This is in 17. It says, no weapon, say no weapon, that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteous is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Listen, I want you to get something. I want you to know something, that as I delight in God, as I'm delighting, am I staying in that place, that in that place, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, I want you to know that staying in that place of God's Word, staying in the place of that relationship with Him, being rooted within Him, declares that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It can't get any foothold. It can't find any place. Why? Because I'm rooted in Him. It can't, even though it comes, and God declares something, He doesn't give us a false hope. He says that the heat will come. So I want you to know that the heat does come. Situations do pile up. But I want you to know that they that delight themselves in the Lord, that stay in the way of the Lord, that are rooted and planted in Him, that find people together to say, stand together in agreement, to hold on to one another, to stand strong in that place, come on, to worship together, to shout together, to declare together, to praise His name, come on, amen, to pray together, and to be in agreement one with another, there's something powerful that you begin to release something. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Nothing can build momentum up against you. Why? Because you're planted and rooted in Him. It can't build up momentum against you. It can bounce into you. You might bump into you every once in a while, but it bounces back off. The Bible says that the enemy comes in one way and he leaves seven ways. I want you to know that it's broken up into pieces that it leaves seven different directions. Come on, amen. It bounces off of you. The enemy will come in one way, but it'll leave seven ways. So I want you to know, and I want you to see this, that there's something powerful about understanding the combination, understanding God's Word in my life that I declare. See, in staying in that place, staying in God's Word, and holding on to that Word and not moving from it, but being settled within it, being rooted within it, can cause and declare. It says that, He says that, and thou shalt rise up against the judgment, thou shalt condemn. You shall condemn it. Why? Because you're rooted in His Word. We're settled in His Word. That we have the combination to declare God's Word over anything that tries to come up against you. That we have the power to speak to it. Say, speak to it. And to break it. that it leaves seven different ways. Hallelujah. I want you to declare that tonight. Listen, no weapon. Everybody got to declare it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All those that rise up against me shall fall. Come on, amen. We need to declare it. We need to speak it over our lives. We need to meditate it day and night. We got to be rooted in it. No matter what. No matter what comes our way, that we got to settle in that word. Be in agreement with that word. Listen. Isaiah 55. Here we go. It's right here. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in things whereunto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and lead forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing. Are you ready for this? Come on, listen. All the trees, say I'm a tree, shall clap their hands. All the trees shall clap. Go ahead and clap your hands. He's declaring something, and he's declaring something over you. He's declaring that you have his word, that his word shall not return void, that whatsoever it's sent out to do, it shall not return void. Listen, once it's set in, you've got to declare it and stand on that word in agreement with it and not let anything else that tries to return be void, be empty, without purpose, without a plan, because he has one. Amen? We got to be severed within that word. We got to be in agreement with God's word. We got to be empowered by that word. Listen, it is God's word. That's the combination. We need to desire. We need to set our hearts upon it. It needs to be desire of our heart, God's word. Because it's the combination that breaks things. It's the combination that releases us out of situations. It's the combination that causes us when it's hot that we don't even feel the heat. Causes us not to wither, that we're able to declare God's word over our situations, that we don't dry up and fry. We don't get burned up from the situation, but we have the power to declare God's word. It's like being rooted by the river. When everybody else, come on, is desperate and hurting, you are rooted in the word. You have a lifeline. You have a combination to break things. You have the combination to be released out of situations. It's in the word. Tell your neighbor it's in the word. It's in the word of God. So I want you to know, we need to understand that. That listen, we got to have a delight in God's word. We need to be desperate for God's word. We need to let it be part of our lives because it's what keeps us from being dry. It is our lifeline. Jesus declared that no word, he says, only comes from the water. He says, all the things I declare is what my Father said. I only declare the word because everything else will fail. Everything else is corruptible. But my Father's word never fails. It's powerful. It's like a two-edged sword. It cuts through things. It breaks things. It releases things. Causes the dead to rise. The sick to be healed. That's what the word of God does. Listen. 1 Timothy 4. What is it? 1 Timothy 4, 14. I'm going to go to another one here real quick. You get that one. Are you okay? Say, I'm great. Listen. Neglect not the gift that is in you. Come on, listen to this. His word is in me. Can you declare that? His word is within us. The word of life. The word of life's within us. It's nigh unto your mouth. You can declare God's word. We got to understand that we need to delight in it. We need to let it be continually upon my lips. We need to declare God's word. It says, which he was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbyter. Next verse. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that the profiting may appear, that thy profiting may appear to all. Give wholly to them. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. What? Continue. Say continue. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear you. I want you to know that what I have to say is not important, but what will heal them, what will save them, is the word that I'm declaring is God's word. Come on, amen. What saves me? What is the combination to unlock things is God's word in my life. So he's declaring to Timothy, don't neglect what's in you. Tell your neighbor, don't neglect what's in you. Listen, there's the gift of God's word that's alive within you. And we have the power, it's in your tongue, to declare it. I want you to know, I want you to see this and understand that he says that you need to practice it, you need to release it, you need to continue in it. Don't neglect it, don't stop. You need to keep on declaring it. You need to keep on speaking over your situations, over your problems, over your pain, over the sickness, over the problems that are around you. What are we speaking? Amen. What am I declaring over my life? What am I speaking over my family, over my friends, over my church? What am I saying? Come on, can you ask yourself that? What am I saying? What words am I declaring in my life, over my life? He said he's given us words. Words are powerful. Listen. Luke 13:31. Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? No, actually. Let's look at Mark 8:22. Sorry. Eight. What did I say? Listen. I'm sorry. Come on, let the word of God be in your mouth. Say amen. Listen. The Bible speaks of... Remember, it talks about faith as a what? A grain of what? Say it. Come on, a mustard seed. As a grain of mustard seed. That little tiny grain of mustard seed. We got to understand something. That word is powerful within our lives. It's like that word. So the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. But I want you to know that we got to understand that those words are powerful. They're powerful that proceed out of our mouth. That we can understand that the faith of God's word within our lives, as we begin to declare, it's like a grain of mustard seed. It doesn't start off, but it takes progress. Amen. Don't neglect that word that's within you. Don't stop declaring it over your lives. Don't stop because of the situation, because it doesn't seem, because you can't see it. Come on, amen. Because you can't see it, because we're declaring something that is unseen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So it's something that I'm declaring, not that I'm seeing. Come on, amen? You got that? It's not what I'm seeing, it's what I'm hearing. What am I speaking over my life? But it's like a grain of mustard seed. As you begin to plant that in your heart, and as it begins to grow, it says it becomes great, it becomes tall, it becomes, it's overwhelming. And it says, and all the birds come, and what do? They dwell under that tree. They come unto it. Amen. I want you to know that people need to come unto that word. That what we're declaring, we need to cause it. That word in our lives causes people. Say it causes people. It causes people to want to come unto you. They want to eat what you have. They want to take and partake of what you have in your life. In the power that's in your life. I want you to know Jesus was the word of God. That others that came around, they left what they left and they came after him. Why? Because he had life. They said there's something about him. He has power and he has authority. I want you to know that's the word of God. His power and authority. Changes things. Changes courses of things. Amen? We got to see that. We can't abort that seed. We can't abort the seed. We can't pull things up and we can't stop. We got to keep declaring it. We got to keep watering. We got to create seed in the atmosphere for that word to grow in our lives. For it to move and for it to change things. Isaiah 55 says this. He's declaring, he's speaking to the church. Speaking to me. Listen. I want you to know that we don't go by what we see. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing. Not by what we see, not by what we're seeing in the situations that are around us. But it's what we're hearing. What am I hearing? God's Word. I need to declare God's Word. So I want you to know it doesn't go by. Sometimes you might be in your life, you're a place where that you keep, you feel like you're at a place where you're not seeing, you're not reaping what you have sown. But I want you to know that He began to declare of the church. He says, sing, O barren. Amen. Listen. Verse 54:1. Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing. Cry aloud that thou didst not travail with child, for more are the children of desolate than the children of married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tents. Come on, amen. Enlarge. Sing when you're barren, even when you're barren. Tell your neighbor, are you barren? Is there something you feel like you haven't produced in some area of your life? You feel like you're in a dry place, you feel like you're hard. He says, sing, O barren. Begin to expand your tents. Come on. He began to, not when you see it, before that. You need to expand your faith. You need to begin to open up your heart. You begin to believe when you don't think, I don't know how I can do this. I don't know how it can come to pass. You need to take your tents and begin to expand your faith. Open your hearts up even more. Come on, amen. It's not a place to be dry. It's not a place to be. But we got to stand in what God says about us and who we are. Amen. He says, strengthen your tents. Strengthen your tent stakes. Spare not length thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. Break out. Say break out. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and thou shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For the Maker is thy husband, and the Lord of hosts his name, and the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Amen. Say amen to that. He says, for the small moment have I forsaken thee, but thy great mercies will I gather thee. In little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on you, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is the waters of Noah unto me. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall thy covenant of my peace be removed from thee, that hath mercy on you. Amen? He's declaring to enlarge it, to expand yourselves. Don't be desolate, to break out. Don't be in that place. We need to begin to declare it. We need to sing. You know, that's the last thing you think you should do when you're barren, whenever you're at a breaking point, a hard place. But there's a combination that you don't delight in the problem, but you begin to delight in the Lord. So I want you to know that delighting in the problem will cause a breakdown. But delighting in the Lord will cause a breakthrough. Amen? Paul and Silas, they broke out of their condition because of the combination. Because of what they began to declare in their hearts. They weren't saying, oh, it's me. They weren't looking at their problems, their situation. But something began to grow within them. And I want you to know that because of what they declared, everybody, say everybody. Everybody in the prison cells, everybody in the sound of their voice that were in that prison place, even the prison guards, were moved and touched because of them. Because of what they were declaring. I want you to know that's powerful. Powerful. Amen? Listen, let's go to Mark 8:22, as I finish. The word declare that we are to enlarge, not to decrease, but to enlarge. We need to spend our time. Listen. We need to. I just feel in my heart that for our church, that we need to spend that time in God's presence to be at a place to be enlarged so that we have the capacity to be filled. I just really believe this. I really feel in my heart that we need to really stop for a moment and really stop and think to myself that, God, I need to set some time aside. I need to expand the opportunity for you to fill my heart with more of you. Come on, amen. I need to expand it. I need to increase those places. I need to strengthen myself. I need to not neglect the gift of God that's within me, but no, I need to expand it. I need to open myself up for it. That I'm not in a dry place. Come on, amen. That I have life and that I have the capacity to receive what God has for me. That I place myself with being responsible with the gift that's in me. Cherishing it. Making more room for it. Listen, I want you to know that just like that baby that... Man, when Kristen was coming, I remember my wife, she was running around trying to get the room ready. She didn't wait for the day that she was born. Sometimes we want to do that we want to wait for it to come and then we'll get ready. I want you to know that God wants us to get ready and then He will release, hallelujah, what we need. I want you to hear this, understand. Make room, hallelujah, to make room for it that we can receive it, to make room for it. Get this tonight. If nothing else, we need to make room for God. We need to give Him space. We need to give Him place in our lives with what I declare. If I don't give God's Word place in my life, I'm speaking what I have to say in my own flesh and my own desires. But I need to give God place. I need to give Him opportunity to release what He desires in my heart. I need to make room for God. Y'all get that? I mean, know that they knocked on the door, that Mary and Joseph knocked on the door, and those who were there said, "We have no room." They missed that opportunity to see, hallelujah, the Son of God appearing. I don't want to miss opportunities of God appearing in my life so that you could be touched, that I could be touched, that opportunity for God to move in my life. So I need to make room for God. I need to get the room ready. Come on, amen. Get the room ready. Tell your neighbor, get the room ready. Come on. We need to get the room. Don't neglect the gift. We need to make my heart ready. So when the heat comes, I don't wither. I need to sing when I feel like I'm barren. I need to sing when I feel like I'm barren, when I feel like I'm not birthing anything. It's not time to abort it, but it's to declare and to speak it, hallelujah, to bless or make room for the baby. For the birthing of God's Word out of my life. The Word that changes things. Amen? Listen. And He says, He cometh to Bethesda. And they bring the blind man unto Him. And they besought Him to touch him. And listen to this, verse 23. And He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. Listen, I want you to know there's a right combination that he was willing to reach out his hand to take hold of the hand of God to be led out. Tell your neighbor you need to take hold of God's hand. Listen, I want you to know that he didn't see Jesus. Help me here. He was blind. But he says that Jesus took him, reached out by the hand. And he felt the hand of God. And he was willing to stay at that place to move out of where he was and to walk out of that place where he has been. Son, I want you to know that we need to take hold of the Word of God by the hand. We need to grab hold of God's Word and not let it go. We need to be desperate for that Word. I want you to know that nobody was getting his hand off of him. Once he grabbed hold of the hand of God, once he grabbed, he knew that his miracle was on the way. He couldn't see. I want you to know that some of you are in that place. Don't let go of God's hand. You need to hold on to that hand. Listen to, for His direction to say, come on, we're coming out of this city. I can't see. I don't know where I'm going. Come on. Sometimes we feel like we're not bearing nothing. We're not seeing nothing. We can't let go of that hand, but we got to hold on to the hand of God. We got to hold on to the Word of God as it's holding on to us. See, that's what God's Word does. See, when you're declaring that Word, that you're holding on to God's Word, you're holding on to it. Even though you can't see the results of it sometimes. Sing, O barren. Enlarge your tents. That I can fill you up with all that I have. That I can bring it to pass. Listen. And it says there's a right combination to unlock the unseen. See, I want you to know that He can't see. But He's moving with the one who can. This will unlock Him from being able to see as He hold on to that Word. And it says as He went, it says He took the blind man by the hand and He led him out of the city. I want you to know that sometimes God's got to lead you out of somewhere to bring you into a new place. We got to trust Him to bring us out of where we were and to where He is. And it says, and listen to this. And when He had spit, listen, it's not a mistake. He spit on His eyes. Now let's just picture this just for a second. You all right? He can't see, but He can hear. And what do you think He hears? You hear Him, and it ain't what you want to hear. He's still got your hand. You feel His hand upon you. But you can hear Him, and you know He got a free hand. You're wondering, what's He going to do with that other hand? But I want you to know that He knew that He had to trust the hand of God. No matter what, He had to trust Him, even though it didn't sound right, even didn't feel right. Come on. Sometimes I want you to know that all through the Bible, God will always ask you to do something to trust Him. Come on. Something you can't need. I don't know how I can do this. I don't know how I'm able to. All through the Bible, we've seen God bring people to places where they didn't think they were able to do it. Expand their tents when they felt like they were desolate. Sing when they were barren. Man. So He began to do that, and as He did, He says He touched His eyes. Who? Say the DNA of God. I want you to see something. It seems ridiculous, but God loves to use the ridiculous. God loves to use the thing that man in their own natural minds debate. But I want you to know that when it comes to God, all He needs is your faith. He spit in the most simplest way, spit in the anointing, the DNA of God Almighty. Hallelujah. The God that spoke into darkness, the DNA of the Heavenly Father, spit into His hands, and that anointing touched that man's eyes. But listen, I want you to get this and take hold of this. And it says, and when He spit on His eyes and put His hands upon Him, He asked Him if He could see yet. Next. And He looked up. Say, He looked up. I want you to know that God's going to get you to look up. And it says, and He said, I see men. Listen, I want you to know there's more to the story than just what we always... We talk thing this. I know, you know, there's something powerful about this. But to me, I think there's something powerful in this moment for us to relate to. He said that He's seen them as trees. He opened His eyes just enough for Him to see His trees, to see them the way that God sees them, in the sense that, listen to me, this is the way I see you as a tree planted by the water. This is my dream for you. Come on. To you be settled in my word. This is what I want you to see first, to grab onto. Before you see what's in the natural, I want you to see what's in the spiritual. He said, because you are like a tree planted by the waters. Amen. Come on. You are like that tree planted. I want you to be in that place. I want you to be settled deep in my word, because it's my word that's about ready to change your life forever. Come on. I'm going to take you out of darkness and bring you out of light. And he says, I see them walking around as trees. What were the men walking around as trees? But the next verse, he touched his eyes again. And after that, he put his hands upon his eyes and he made him look up, and he restored this, and he saw every man clearly. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, we need to be at a place where that we see one another as trees planted by the river. Planted in that place. Planted in God. So that we can really see who they really are. That we can really see one another clearly. That we can see ourselves clearly. Next verse. And it says, and he sent away to his house, saying, neither go into that town, nor tell it to anyone in my town. But keep it. He says, and Jesus went out. Listen, he kept it in his heart. He said, I want you to take hold of this word. Take it to your house. Let it settle within you. Amen? Come on. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Say the things which God has prepared. Man, that jumped out to me. The things that God has prepared. I want you to know that right here declares the things that He's prepared for me. It's all in His Word. All the promises of God. All that He's declared. All that He said. This is it right here. You want to hear from God? You got to understand. We need to meditate upon it. We need to grab hold of it. We need to be planted in it. We got to understand. But things He has prepared. And I want you to know that we need to be on guard. We need to have the understanding that the enemy has tried to prepare something for you to eat. And either we're eating what God has, or we're going to eat what we have been served. Do you remember the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Come on, amen. The king prepared for them the food for them. And they chose not to eat what they were eating. But they chose to eat what God has given them. They weren't moved from it. Listen, as I finish this, I want you to get this and understand that, listen, sometimes we eat what is just prepared. You don't have to eat what's prepared by what the enemy just places before you or the things that come your way. You have the power and the combination to change things of what you're partaking of. We need to eat and take hold of what God has prepared for me. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I am the bread of life. Come on. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Would you stand to your feet? Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things that are not seen. For the things that which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not are eternal. God's Word is eternal. It's everlasting. We got to understand that the things that we go through in our lives, they can be temporary in our lives. But with the right combination, they don't have to be permanent. And by faith declaring God's Word, they can't stay. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me. Lord, I declare tonight over these people, to God, Lord, I speak. speak to God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, that we receive that in our hearts to God, Lord, that we stand planted by the river of Your Word, God. Planted by Your Spirit, God. Lord, that we stay in the washing of the Word, to God. As You continue to wash us with Your Word, to God, Lord, that our eyes become open. Lord, that we can see clearly, God. Lord, that we have a greater understanding of the depths of who You are. God, Lord, I pray that by faith, that Lord, that we enlarge our tents, that we enlarge our capacity to receive what You have. To God, Lord, that we remove and we release and let go of things that have tried to, Lord, take up space, to God, Lord, in our lives, God. Things that we have let the enemy prepare for us, that we've ate from them, hallelujah, willingly. But God, Lord, I declare tonight, to God, Lord, that we receive what You have for us, to God, Lord, that we reject, hallelujah, what's not of You, God, what is in the natural, and receive what's in the Spirit, God, which is eternal. Lord, we speak, receive it in Your power of Your name, we declare it. And I want you, everybody, to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I declare that the words that I speak from You begins to break that which has tried to hold on to keep me from moving on. Let it be broken by Your word now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You, God. I praise You, God. We give You the glory for it. In Your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll declare that we are what? Blessed and highly favored. Amen. Don't forget, come on, Apostle Valentine, next Saturday night, come here ready to go, receiving the Word of God. Amen.